Cuban President Fidel Castro has invited former U.S. President Jimmy Carter to visit. No current or former American head of state has set foot in Cuba since Castro seized power 43 years ago. Before he travels, Carter must get permission from the Bush administration. NPR's David Wellner reports that pressure is growing in Congress to relax the tight curbs on travel to Cuba.
Twice this past year, President Bush has called for crackdowns on the 100,000 Americans who administration officials say sneak down to Cuba each year. But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer last week all but confirmed that the 39th president will get the nod from the White House for his proposed trip.
If President Carter were to travel to Cuba, the president hopes that his message would be a very direct and straightforward message that in order to have human rights in Cuba, it's important for Fidel Castro to allow democracy to take root, to stop the repression, and to stop the imprisonments, to bring freedom to the people of Cuba.
Carter hopes a Cuba trip might help ease travel restrictions, which he suspended during his time in the White House. Ronald Reagan reinstated those curbs. Under them, Americans can travel to Cuba, but they cannot spend any money there unless they've been licensed to do so by the Treasury Department. Those who go there without such authorization face civil fines of up to $55,000. And that angers some Republicans, like Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake. He says the travel policy only helps Castro to put the blame on the U.S. for Cuba's economic woes.
I believe that this is an issue of freedom. Every American citizen ought to have the right to see firsthand what a mess that man has made of that island. We shouldn't prohibit that.
Flake, in fact, has twice in the past 2 years won House approval for amendments that cut off funds for Treasury Department enforcement of Cuba travel restrictions. Both times, though, the measures were killed in conference committees by the House Republican leadership. Late last month, Flake again called for an easing of the travel ban with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Massachusetts Democrat William Della Hunt.
It's rather ironic that an American today can travel to Iran, can travel to North Korea. And by my calculation, that's two-thirds of the axis of evil.
During President Bush's first year in office, 766 Americans were accused of unauthorized travel to Cuba, four times the number charged during Bill Clinton's last year in office. Marilyn Meister, a 75-year-old former schoolteacher from Wisconsin, told a Senate hearing in February about the official reception she got upon returning from a bike tour in Cuba organized by a Canadian group.
The customs agent asked me where I was coming from, and I immediately answered Cuba. I understood my travel to have been legal, and of course it would not occur to me to tell her anything other than the truth. To my surprise, this answer set the customs agent into a rage.
The Treasury Department says Meister must pay a $7,500 fine for violating the 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act. Later this month, the White House is expected to issue a Cuba policy review calling for more Cuban travel restrictions. Critics say this is to rally support among Cuban exiles for the president's brother, Jeb, who hopes to win re-election next fall as Florida's governor. Supporters of the travel ban say the president is simply taking a principled stand to pressure for democratic rule in Cuba. Mark Felkoff, a Cuba expert at the American Enterprise Institute, says the president's own re-election concerns in Florida will likely rule out any shift in his policy toward Castro.
The Cuban American community represents an important constituency of the Republican Party, and very specifically in Florida. And I think anyone who has any feel for U.S. politics knows that that is where we're going to be, at least for until January 2005. Where we'll be after that is anyone's guess.
Still, Republican lawmakers like Jeff Flake insist the momentum in Congress to overturn the Cuba travel ban now keeps growing. Even Senate GOP leader Trent Lott concedes that Cuba could benefit from more exposure to Americans.
Hopefully things are changing in Cuba. We've tried a lot of different tactics. Maybe what we should do is infect them with McDonald's hamburgers and capitalism and watch Castro fall.
But unless the law changes, most Americans wanting to visit Cuba risk being slapped with heavy fines on their return. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.